Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boom Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Ready, emergency traffic. The next meeting for the Boomville Amateur Radio Club will be on Tuesday, April 15th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Marketing Center at 106 Schuyler Street. Everybody is welcome to attend, and an amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. We'll be sure to use a couple more. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to construct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. All right, is there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA200Z. Hi, Jeff.
Good evening, Jeff, N5AOW.
KC2NDU.
Okay, there's three. My signal sounds a little crackly tonight. It's definitely me. My head has been buried under the snow for a while. I'm waiting for it all to melt away before I can get it out of there. But, alright, let's see. We'll start at the top with KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff. Everybody on board? Yeah, I'm getting some static down here, too. And I suspect it might be the wind or whatever's going on out there. We had heavy rain overnight. No snow. But it's only been about 35, 36 all day long. Right now it's 34. So, they've got some flood warnings up in Onondaga County here where I am. Nothing near me, but in the 9 Mile Creek bed. So that's about it, I guess. Let's see what happens in the next few days. 7 feet all around, KA2000.
Okay, Jack, yeah, well, this is that time of year. It's going to start melting one way or the other. I see on the radar there's some snow here just to the east of us. I hope it stays out that way. I don't want to see any more over here. But I guess we're supposed to get up here in the low 50s here this week, so let's hope so. I'm glad the rain got it started, but now we can just let the sun melt the rest. Alright, well, have a good evening there, Jack. We'll catch up with you later. N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff, N5AOW. Kind of chuckling at your comment there with the weather. I'll tell you what, we've all been hanging in the balance here waiting for it to warm up a bit, but it's coming. You know, everything is working out pretty much as planned, I guess. It seems like it did this last year and the year before about the same time, but, you know, not for nothing. We're crowding on April, and we should be seeing a little bit more sunshine, a little bit more warm weather than what we're getting. But it's on its way. Somebody sent me a message about that a while back, and I kind of chuckled at it, but I guess maybe they might be right. So, with that, you can have it back, Jeff. 5AOW.
I hear you. I tell you, this year feels longer. I think because it started earlier this year. But it just feels like it's been dragging on and on and on, and I am just ready to get out and play in the dirt again. I don't know, just being stuck inside all winter is just not my cup of tea. I'm ready to get back out there. But, well, we'll see what happens. You know, we can't control the weather, so don't let it control us, I guess. All right, you have a good evening there, Bill. We'll catch up with you later. KC.
62MBU. Ray, good evening. What's up?
We got 29 degrees up on the hill here. I don't really think it ever got above freezing today. I think it was 31.5 most all day long. Yeah, usually we sneak out and go to Florida for a few weeks. February, break up the winter, and that didn't happen this year. Kathy's dad is ill, has cancer, so vacation kind of got scrapped. So it seems it's the longest winter we've had in 30 years, because usually we get to break it up. Usually when we get back, we got the crocuses poking up through the lawn out front. And now there's a snowbank 6 feet tall where the crocuses should be.
Yeah, roger that. That will definitely drag your winter out. Plus, it's no fun having somebody ill in the family. It makes the days even go by longer, too, because you're wanting that situation to change. So, well, it'll be here sooner or later. I tell you, we were down in Rome today. We went down by the price shopper. We got out, we're pulling out, and the bank's so high there, you couldn't see the plaza across the street. I said, boy, I can't believe how much snow there is left right this time of year, even in Rome. But, well, what are you going to do? I walked on the deck here right before the radio, you know, right before I said there's been that control here, and it seemed to me like the air was warmer than it was earlier today. I don't know if something warm's coming in tonight or not, but it was pretty comfortable out there, actually. So let's hope. We'll have to see. All right, Ray. Well, hopefully we can get them crocuses out of the ground here for you soon, and we can get on with spring. But you have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
KA2VLA.
KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's going on?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, just another Sunday, beautiful day. I guess you'd call that. We went to church this morning, went out for lunch this afternoon, drove up over Jackson Hill, noticed ice gathering on the trees. There was a mist falling at 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock when we got up this morning, and that mist was clinging to the trees, and all the way over Jackson Hill and back to Boldville, you could see a layer of ice on the trees. It didn't mount to much. Pulled the leaves down, the limbs down a little bit, but it was on the verge of a good ice storm. And I didn't hear him mention it on the weather reports today. Mentioned around the Boonville area having a little bit of ice. So I guess that's all the news. We'll say 73s. KA2VLA is clear.
Okay, Clint, yeah, we noticed that today, too. We were up there, we headed out up to Rome today. See, the trees had a little glassy sheen on them. Unfortunately, it wasn't that much, otherwise we'd have a bunch of branches down and everything else that brings with it. But, yeah, it looks like we got ourselves a little bit of frozen rain. I heard it last night. I was up late last night watching TV, and it rained pretty hard there until about 2:30, 3 o'clock. Somewhere in there, it started to change over to sleet, and fell down below freezing, and so I imagine that rain probably froze right up on a bunch of them trees, too. Hi, Clint. You have a good evening there. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. Well, for ourselves, we went up to, the turning stone today to the camping expo there with the RVs and all the camping, well, it's supposed to be a lot of camping supplies. There weren't that much that much camping equipment up there. There was some, and there was some hunting stuff. The NRA had to stay in there. There was some other, you know, there was a lot of turkey hunting and bow hunting stuff, which is not a, not something I'm all interested, that interested in. It would have been nice to add some more deer hunting stuff in there, and maybe, you know, some other kind of small game, but, It wasn't that big, but they did have a lot of RVs. If you were into campers and all that kind of stuff, they had a bunch of, you know, campers and RVs there. But it was, they had the, what are those guys called? The, you know, those guys that wrestle the alligators on TV there, gator guys or whatever they're called. I see them on that, just get on that show there on TV. They had a thing there where they were wrestling an alligator out there in the, you know, everybody was watching. It was kind of neat. And, you know, they had all these little booths and stuff. It was kind of interesting. But we went out, we did some grocery shopping and head on home. Kind of taking it easy today. Otherwise, it's kind of, I don't want to call it pleasant out. It's just kind of murky and gray out today. So it was good to get out and do something else. Hi, this is KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
Swamp people?
No, it wasn't swamp people. It was gator guys or gator boys or something like that. I can't remember what they were called. I think the wife and kids watching on TV. I think I've only caught it a couple times.
Yeah, I think you might be right. I think it's gator boys.
Roger, they were there. They had a little show. It wasn't a big show, you know. It was just kind of broke up the what was going on there. And, you know, they brought out a bunch of turtles and reptiles and stuff from down there, and then they had this big alligator out there, and the guy was, you know, showing how they catch them, and you know, nobody got bit, so I guess it was a good thing, but it was an okay show. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of radio amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Bill, Ray, and Clint for checking in tonight. Say 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
KB2KOJ for Octane, the United County Traffic Emergency Net. Octane currently being held over on the 145-17. Are there any stations for Octane with or without traffic? Stations, come now, please.
This is C2NBU. Good evening, no traffic.
This is N2WBX. Good evening, no traffic.
N5AOW, no traffic.
Okay, I have KC2NBU, Ray, and N2WBX there. Also N5AOW, Bob. Thank you all for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octane? This is KB2KOJ for Octane. Is there anyone else wishing to sign in with or without traffic? Final call for Octane before I go down and check the Oneana repeater. Anyone else wishing to sign in to Octane? Western District coming in here out in where the repeater is located. Final call for Octane. Okay, nothing else here. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And, say 7-3 to all, and hope to hear everyone tomorrow night. KB2KOJ is clear.